Broadcasting live from the beautiful Sheraton Imperial Hotel in Durham, North Carolina, it's the North Carolina Technology Association's State of Technology Conference. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hello, it's Ann Revell-Petcher back here with Michael Lauer. Michael.
How's it going?
It's still good.
It's still going great.
It's still good.
We're getting some incredible guests here. We're getting some great knowledge on what's going on with NCTA, or NCTA, as they call it. So this next guest we've got here is Bob Dieterle. Did I say that right, Bob?
You did.
All right, that's how I was going to say it anyway, so I was hoping I'd get it right. And so what do we know about this guy?
Well, what we know about this guy is that he's got this great company called Mobilesmith. So what we don't know is, what is Mobilesmith? Why don't you tell us a little bit about your company?
Yeah, Mobilesmith offers a mobile application development platform for businesses.
So you're not a development studio. You actually have a software platform.
We have a software platform. We license to businesses, and we allow them to create their own Android and iPhone applications, which is just exploding right now in the market.
So what kinds of businesses are these that are actually using your software?
Healthcare actually is a very good vertical for us right now.
Bet.
Hospitals, you know, creating branded applications for their patients who trust their doctors and their hospitals is very strong right now. Federal government is a very good customer of ours because it's very quick and easy to create applications. It gives a lot of flexibility into departments because you don't have to be a programmer to create true native iPhone and Android applications.
Is that right?
That is right, yes.
When there's a huge demand for it.
There is. That's the problem.
Well, it's a good problem.
It's a good problem.
When you're in your business, especially.
Exactly.
Absolutely. My background is not a programmer. I'm an engineer, electrical engineer, and a lot of platforms that are trying to tackle this problem around native applications is doing it from a programmer point of view in the CIO's office. They have a bunch of programmers that know PHP or Python or Ruby or Java, and you're able to write in the code that you know, in a language that you know, and then the platform translates it to Android and iPhone. I came from it from a different point of view because I founded this platform, and I said, I want to be able to do it. I held a lot of jobs and a lot of responsibilities closer to the customer in marketing, business, graphics areas, and we're seeing a trend with SaaS that a lot of these applications are getting out of the CIO's office and getting closer to the customer, and I wanted a capability to create great-looking iPhone and Android applications without being a programmer. That was a challenge I gave my development team.
Well, and as a consumer, I mean, it's so easy to spot a bad app, right? I mean, you open up, you're like, oh, this is cheap.
Right.
Immediately, you know, and it ruins the experience.
Right.
So getting someone like you guys to make sure that you polish it off, I mean, that, or at least make it look decent, right? I mean, I'm sure you guys take it to that next level.
Well, that's actually a great point that you brought up. And a lot of people, when they hear, oh, you're doing a platform because you'll get the app quicker to market, and if it's not a programmer, then it must mean you're creating a lot of compromises. Or maybe they don't look that great. Maybe they're very template-based where everything looks the same.
Yeah. Right.
But what we did, we took a different approach to the market. I said I wanted it like PowerPoint. I wanted a white sheet of paper that I could slice up any way that I want to create the user experience that is good for me. There's a lot of graphics designers in companies in different departments that have great skills in Photoshop that could create great-looking applications that could really enhance a brand. And so we kind of built the platform from the consumer-facing app out. And that's really been a key differentiator for us because non-programmers are able to make great-looking apps that are representing companies' brands that the chief designer is very comfortable in releasing to the market.
So are most of the companies that are utilizing your platform, are they developing for a consumer or for other businesses?
Most of them are developing for their customers.
So their customers could be consumers or businesses?
Yes, yes, and yes.
And so, but not so much intranets necessarily.
That was two. Why did I say three yeses?
Yeah. Because you knew I had one more.
Everything is in threes when you make an answer, right?
But they're not utilizing these to develop apps for internal use so much. They're mostly for external use, for customer use.
Our target right now is the exploding need for businesses to interact with their customers with these devices. Everybody's carrying these devices now. You see all
sometimes
this,
more than one.
You see all the statistics now that show that people are accessing content, accessing the internet, you know, more and more on these devices, and a lot of our businesses we're working with are really behind the curve on that at the moment.
I want to hone in on something you said. You said you want to tackle everything like a white sheet of paper that you can lay it out however you want to lay it out that's best for that need, right?
Right.
And no two projects are going to be the same, right? So you need to start with that white sheet of paper. So I think with programmers, what will happen is they'll fall into a routine. I think maybe you guys not having that in the background gives you an extreme advantage in that category, right? I mean, you know, to a programmer, it's a hammer and everything's a nail. But you guys have maybe different approaches from a lot of different angles.
Yeah, so think, I like using PowerPoint as the analogy. We're all familiar with doing PowerPoints. And a lot of times you start a PowerPoint with a blank sheet of paper, right? You have, maybe you have your style sheet for your company brand, and you start with a white sheet of paper, and you're like, this is a bullet list, or the next page is going to be a graphic. But then once you have, like, PowerPoints or presentations that you use very well, a lot of times then you copy from.
Right.
You're like, oh, I got a new client I'm going to. I'm going to take this deck, but sure, I'm going to spend 15 minutes taking 10% of it, personalizing it, right? So our platform also allows for that.
Oh, that's good.
So a lot of times it's like clients will have different customer demographics saying, hey, this really, like, for example, one of our clients created a cancer application for one of their hospitals for people going through chemotherapy.
Okay.
And it was a companion application that, you know, has them track how they're feeling, what kind of medication they're on, so on and so forth. And it was very useful. Well, this system has like 10 or 12 different hospitals, and they wanted to then roll it out with the unique branding for each one of the hospitals. And so they were able to copy from, essentially, and kind of put in very unique branding for each one of the hospitals. Plus, they were able to, if they wanted to make some functional changes, or if they did want to, sometimes you get a creative person at one of the hospitals that says, I want to be a little bit different than everybody else, so I'm going to put my little 2 cents into it. And they're able to do that.
So, Bob, let's just take a scenario for a second. What if I wanted to create a mobile app for Business Radio X? And I wanted to have a mobile app so that everybody who ever wanted to listen to any of the shows could do so at any given time.
Well, you should.
We probably should do that. How hard would that be for me? What would that experience be like?
Well, first of all, you would have to... There's like a little wireframing process where you're like, okay, what do I want my app to do? I mean, what is... You know, who's my, in the typical type of stuff, whenever you develop something, who's my target audience?
Sure, it's just like a marketing plan, right?
So who's my target audience? What do they want? What do I think they want to do on a mobile site? Do they want to listen to recorded versions? Do they want to search
for different topics?
Well, that's actually a very good point. You don't necessarily want to have an application that does it all for someone.
Oh, okay.
Because sometimes it could get too cumbersome and too bloated.
Fewer clicks, get me to the point. That's what I want, and then stick to that. Right,
and you might have different demographics that, you know, I only care about live shows, or I care about recorded shows, whatever it might be, or I have a certain type of radio show that I want to listen to. So that's the first thing, and then you'd start, you know, if you're familiar with mobile apps, you use them all the time, you could kind of have a feel of how you want the buttons laid out.
Sure.
What function do you want?
Yep.
You get your graphics designer, you could start, you know, kind of dreaming up what you'd want, where you'd want your logo. Do you want a slide-out menu? Do you want tabs at the bottom? People who are, you know, pretty tech savvy, who are very comfortable with mobile, and they're usually in the business units in the groups that have a good feel, they could start designing it out. Then once it's designed out, then you go into our platform and you're able to quickly slice up where you want the buttons on the pages. It's very simple, horizontal, vertical slices. And then you could drop in your images, and then each one of them, each image you could, okay, this image is going to be our content of recorded versions. Now it depends how that content is served up. Do you have an RSS feed for it? Do you have a web service through XML or JSON that you could connect up? And a lot of that stuff, depending on if you have to go to your IT office, you might have to get him to help you with the URLs of, all right, the recorded content is here, and you'd paste that into the platform and you'd configure the settings.
So this is all user-generated.
It is all user-generated.
So you guys aren't building. You're creating this platform for them to build.
Right. It's a subscription. It's a software as a service. So a lot of our clients will have a monthly subscription where they get access to the platform, and they will be able to build their own apps. And so we are out of that equation.
And for someone like me who had to take web design maybe three times, it's maybe a little more intuitive. I can maybe get this right.
It is. I think, you know, the best people in the platform are people with a little bit of a design flair to them. They understand good look,
aesthetic.
They're decent in Photoshop, or they could slice up an image, and then they have a good feel for, they use mobile all the time and they use a lot of apps, so they know how they're designed pretty well. They're usually pretty successful in the platform.
And this works for Android and iOS.
And an iPad, yes.
Oh, wow.
So you're able to, and for iPad, you actually get a bigger canvas. We have something that's called an app canvas. And when you get into the platform, you know, just like in PowerPoint, you'll see a big white canvas, essentially, that's kind of a landscape page, right?
Well, it's huge that you can do it with both. I mean, a lot of times, you know, I know for iOS development, it costs a lot of money to get someone to develop an app for you for iOS.
Man,
it
could go $100,000.
Yeah, and then you got to pay them more to do the Android. Now, it's not as much, but you still got to pay them again.
Well, it's probably more to do Android there because there's so many different Android devices they have to worry about, right?
Right. That's the problem in the industry.
Right.
And that is the key problem. There's not enough Android and iPhone people out there, even if you had the money to pay for it.
And find a good one.
And then a good one.
Yeah, right.
And then second, you know, a lot of our clients, besides them first designing for iPhone, then they got to spend new money on an Android, which is pretty much just getting the other half of the market. They also don't realize, wow, I got this out in the market. Now I need to make a change to my Radio X app.
Right.
You know, we got a new feature we
better
launched.
Better call them up, right? And
or,
pay them.
Or you got feedback from your clients. Mobile's new, right? So if this is the first time people are interacting with Radio X on a mobile app, they'll probably give you feedback saying, hey, this is kind of good, but I'd really like to see this or that.
Right.
And you want to
iterate. You want that.
You want to iterate. But a lot of our clients in the old way would forget. They don't have budget anymore. They use it all for the initial app.
Right.
And then they go back to their programmers and say, hey, can you do this for me now? Oh, that'd be $10,000.
Right,
I can make that change in another 3 weeks. One of our clients, actually, another hospital, for example, how easy this is, once they're trained and really in the platform, you know, they released these applications for their patients, but then they had a golf tournament. And they're like, boy, we need to have an app for the golf tournament.
Right, exactly.
And you know, where is it? What are the holes? Who's playing? What are their bios? When are the tee times, what are the scores? And they had all this web services content, and within like 2 days they created an app for their golf tournament, and they were able to get it and distribute it out to all the people at the tournament. And now that's all part of their, you know, their portfolio of apps. They didn't think about that. They didn't come to Mobilesmith to buy for that, but once they learned how easy it is, they start thinking, you know what?
Right.
There should be an app for that. Yeah. Everybody's at the golf course. Why would we have it all on a website?
And I'll make it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so you know, I've worked with a lot of app development and web development companies over the course of my career, and it's the question that I always have to ask, because I think this is a moving target: who in the companies makes the decision to hire you guys or to you know, get together with Mobilesmith and create their own apps? Who's the target for you?
It's I would say the digital marketing groups. That's our best group. We target that in our sales lead generation. If you're in a marketing, if you're a director of digital marketing, a director of a business unit, a director of your web properties, a lot of those are out of the CIO's office now and they're into the business units. They're our best clients right now.
Right. So it's really important for you to get in front of these people and have a relationship with them, right?
Well, absolutely, yeah.
That's the key.
Yep. And you know, as a small company, you know, you're challenged to
you're fighting a lot of
to get through and to really do some micro targeting. But we're getting better and better at that.
Well, I love what you guys are doing. I mean, that's just some cool stuff. Giving people the tools to do things on their own. I mean, it's the age of I'll do it. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what people are doing things from their basement on YouTube and becoming stars overnight. I mean, it's just incredible.
Well, technology, you know, is getting easier now because the technology is so powerful. It can create experiences like, you know, Wix now with websites.
Yeah,
you
can go
build your own website now, drag and drop. You know?
It's.
So you guys are using iBeacon for some of your applications.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah, that's a very cool emerging.
It really is technology.
For
I
people
love this stuff.
Who don't know what it is what's called micro proximity. So you're pretty familiar with GPS. Everybody pretty much is. They're using GPS on their phones now. Sometimes you can't live without it when you get in the car. I'm hearing excuses now. I couldn't find it. The GPS sent me the wrong place now. As a leader of my company, it's like I have to figure out how to deal with that excuse now, right? and so we're getting very reliant on that. But when you get into buildings like a conference, that's where GPS doesn't work anymore. It can't tell you. Like even if you go to the Javits Center in New York, which is huge, it can't tell you how to get from one place to the other very well. So Beacons is micro-proximity. And it's based off of low power Bluetooth,
right?
And they can be as small as a quarter, or big as maybe you know a deck of cards, and they last for 2 or 3 years, and they transmit a Bluetooth signal from 50 feet out to as close as 3 inches.
Yeah, I didn't know they went as far as 50 feet. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so they go as 50 feet. One of the key use cases now that's first showing up is in retail.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you go in a store, and if you opt into their app that right. says, hey, we could send you stuff depending on what you're doing in the store, you know, you walk over to the men's rack, and it'll sense that. It'll say your Bluetooth radio will be on your phone, and then it'll cross the beacon.
Then you have ad targeting. And
right.
You,
and right. Then it could send you anything. It could send right. you, it could send you here's sizes for what you're looking at there. Yeah.
Coupon.
You know, here's a coupon, 20% off. It could send you a video. It could do almost anything. But another thing that's very interesting about iBeacons in retail is it could provide heat maps now of people and what are they doing in the store.
Wow, right? That's so cool,
wow,
right?
Bob went in and he went right to the golf section.
Talk
and
about
he
your
spent
metrics, right?
10 minutes there, and then he went yeah. 1 minute over to the jewelry section because yeah. it was Mother's Day. He must have had to pick something
seriously.
Up really quickly. So
and you got the IP address, so you know who it is. You can build a profile now.
Yeah, yeah so you, could, you have to opt in. I mean, privacy is very important.
Right.
This is getting a little bit more scary now because now they can micro-track you now. So, you know, we've implemented it in our platform, and we have strong features in place so
that's
that
really
you
cool.
ask the end users to say, hey, we have a cool new feature. We want you to opt in so that we could send you, you know, information that's more targeted
yeah, there's,
to you.
There's a really cool application that they're doing in Wilmington right now. We have a studio in Wilmington
yeah.
as well, and we just had somebody on who is developing with iBeacon a sort of treasure hunt kind of thing
oh,
for
scavenger
kids.
Hunt.
Kind
yeah.
of a scavenger
yeah,
hunt
yeah, yeah.
thing. So they can go along the little walkway of the River Walk, and they, you know, get different pieces of
get
historic information.
Right, as soon as
yeah.
the beacon fires, it can
exactly.
give you the next clue. Congratulations, you found this one. Now
exactly.
here's the new riddle, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It's very, very cool.
Yeah. Technology is getting crazy. That's awesome that you guys are developing that.
I love that it's right built into your product, that you can yeah. develop for it right within the product.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Very forward thinking. What else are you looking at in the future of mobile tech?
What's big now, maybe it's not as sexy as beacons, is something called deep linking.
Hmm.
It is, if you think about it, you know, everybody, companies marketing, digital marketing is around usually newsletters that you get in your email, and
yeah.
you tap on links, and it sends
yeah.
you to specific call to action,
sure.
download the white paper, sign up for this, or whatever. What happens now is you're reading that same newsletter here on your phone, and when you tap on the link, it brings up the mobile website.
Sure.
But and a lot of times, especially LinkedIn, you see this a lot. It'll go to the LinkedIn mobile website. It's like, get our LinkedIn app. But I'm like, I have the app.
Exactly.
Why is the app popping up?
Right. Why?
Well, because it's the way HTML is being routed. It's called deep linking. And the technology is just starting to evolve now where those kinds of links will be calling the native app if it recognizes that the app is on your phone and bring that content up in the native app.
Well, it seems like it's kind of dumb to have it even tell you to get the app.
Right, because it doesn't
because
realize
Because if you do, it
just
makes you mad.
I mean, I'm the size of LinkedIn, I'm like, come on.
Right,
you,
exactly.
You've been doing
right.
this for a year now, and
right.
I keep saying I have the app already. I'm not going to go download it.
Right, exactly. Right.
Why don't you know that about me?
So, right.
You should know that about
so
me.
That's something we're just starting to put in our platform.
Right.
Because, you know, customers want to be... Want to interact with you the way they want to interact. And that's a great example. I like apps. I
yeah,
have
right.
your app. I want to interact
right.
with you on an app. I don't
exactly.
want to be pinching and zooming
right.
on the website.
It's not effective.
Right.
Okay, so look, we've got way too much to talk about. We're going to have you back on up to the studio to
right.
talk a little bit more.
Right.
But this is all the time we have for this show.
Where
for
can
our
people
live
go to
broadcast.
Learn more about Mobilesmith?
Mobilesmith.com. We have a great website with videos and tutorials and customer case stories that could get you up to speed pretty quickly. And then... You know, we could give you a sandbox and a trial, and you could start using the platform tomorrow.
Wow, isn't
cool.
that cool?
Yep.
Yeah, it's neat.
All right. Well, cool. We got to sign off here and go on to the next one. But thanks so much, Bob, for taking time with us.
Thank you for having me on.
It's a pleasure, Bob.
That. Yep.
All right. And this is Ann and Michael. Until next time.